I got myself elected. Well, not myself. It involved a whole heap of people from the community actually thinking, let's give this guy a go. And then after 4 years of doing that, I got elected in 2012, and then in 2016, enough people seemed to think that I was doing an okay job for me to get re-elected. So, yes, I've been doing that for the last 6 years, and I'll be doing it for another two.
Fantastic, mate. So, obviously, being a councillor is extremely busy and very time-consuming. What lured you to go back on stage after a six-year break?
That's a really important point. And, you know, the more people ask me, the more committed I am to the very reason that touched me originally. I was asked to consider reading the play, and when I did it, I realised that this is a play that is about the most primary relationship that we ever have. Apart from the relationship with ourselves, it's about couples and the relationships that we form with our significant other. It's a play about he and she. They are the two characters. Obviously, I play he, so 50% of what I represent is maleness. And in a world where, you know, hashtag Me Too and all of the stuff that's playing out in the Harvey Weinstein and all of those sorts of things globally, there's a really interesting conversation between men and women, men and themselves, women and themselves. And I think the play deals with relationships, not just heterosexual couples, but any couple, whether you are business partners, whether you are partners in a family or in any setting. I think that primary relationship is between yourself and your significant other, and they represent the lens, the mirror through which you see yourself. And if you aren't able to know yourself and do unto other and recognize what brings you together and also recognize what sometimes, you know, causes tension, if we can't see each other truly, then we're probably not going to go into a useful place. And in fact, when couples get together, if they've got a healthy relationship, they can move to a really positive place. But if they don't have themselves together, they can move to a very challenging place. And the impacts can be not just within the individual and their health, but also in the couple, in the family, in the broader community. And I think the impacts can be exponentially challenging for everyone.
Yeah.
So the starting point really is about, you know, ourselves. And this play, it deals with the primary situation is that this husband and wife who having a happy, healthy, wonderful relationship, had a seven-year-old son, everything was going tremendously well. The son got suddenly killed in a car accident and they had to turn off the life support. So they spend a year dealing with the consequences of that horrendous, you know, reality and the consequences that had impact on their life so significant that it forces them apart. And we meet them for the first time 10 years later.
Right.
And that's the subject of this play, as they deal with the history that they've never spoken about ever.
And it's very difficult for couples to move on from such a tragic and traumatic experience.
Yeah, and I think that's what this play is about. It's a cautionary tale for what happens if you, you know, take your eye off the ball, or if you actually don't address the reality of your own growth and how you manage in the world and how you are able to be there for your significant other. You know, how do you do that when you don't have words? What, I mean, the loss of your own child, that's, you know, biologically it's not right. But when it happens, almost in every situation, it's very rare that couples who go through that particular scenario, it's rare that they stay together.
Yeah.
So there's a huge impact on our society, and not the least of which is on the individual. So it's not something... I mean, having said that, it's not a play that's just for people who've gone through that situation. I think what Lotte Zekermans, this Dutch author who wrote this play about a decade ago, it's since been translated into umpteen languages and has been turned into various films. This is the Australian premiere. But what she's written is a play that's actually very deeply about a universal theme of just making the most of life and checking in with each other. And it's actually quite an uplifting play. Surprisingly, the territory that they navigate goes from deep estrangement to deeply, like, dealing with the stuff that they hadn't ever really dredged up from all that time ago when they were going through the tragedy. And then there's this kind of, it's almost like a Shakespearean romance, the third part of this play it's delightful. And working, I have to say, with Elise Gregg, one of the other things that attracted me to this play is that she's an Australian actor, a writer, and a producer. And to be producing really good work with really good scripts like this is, you know, we're not doing it for the money. We're not doing it for the accolades. We're doing it for the love of it. And to be in the company of people like her and our director, Katharina Hebbard, you know, it feels really wholesome and rewarding, even though the territory is it's deeply engrossing.
Well, mate, it must be a damn fine play to lure you out of 6 years of hibernation from acting.
I need to say it's not hibernation. I mean, I have, once I took on the role of being a councillor, my primary focus and commitment is to the residents.
Yep.
And the way I look at democracy, I'm helping the community to tell the story of what is going to be the future in our local area. So that's my major focus. The other thing that was really important about the production is that we're rehearsing in 2-hour gaps on Skype. You know, we're fitting it in around the edges of a very busy schedule, not just for myself, but for these other busy folk. But I'm very grateful because it means we've sort of had a European rehearsal period. We've been rehearsing for about 6 months, but only in these tiny little gaps hither and yon. But it is great to be sucking in the oxygen of a tremendous script, because democracy sometimes departs from the script. I don't know whether you've noticed what's going on in the world around you, but it's really nice to be in the hands of a brilliant author telling a story about the world where order is so important. Because sometimes when you look at the way democracy unfolds, it's not necessarily all that orderly. It can be a bit chaotic. And it's actually really nice to be working on a great script, telling a really good story with good people, which is ultimately what democracy does best anyway. The good stuff really shines. The other stuff is just gets news.